Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, the big story, yesterday it broke that the NFL has set up a workout for Colin Kaepernick for all 32 teams to come to this Saturday. News came out now that it's at 3 p.m. in Atlanta. And a lot of people are skeptical. Now, we talked about it yesterday. I was skeptical just from thinking, look, I don't think Colin Kaepernick is not on an NFL team because people think he's not good enough anymore or that he's, you know, his skills have diminished to the point where he shouldn't be in the league. When I see you signing up Matt Moore, who was out of the league, when I see you going and getting Josh McCown, who was retired,
and
Kaepernick is 32 years old and played fairly well just 3 years ago, his last run in the league, I knew that wasn't the reason, so I don't know what that teams are going to go here and say, wow, he's actually really good. No, you knew he was pretty good. So I was skeptical. You did bring up a good point, Rob, that the NFL, you know, seem to be sanctioning,
right?
That they're sanctioning this. You're kind of removing the quote-unquote scarlet letter from him, so now teams feel comfortable as far as getting him. I want to hear from Eric Reed and then get your views.
Sure.
Have they changed or how you feel? Here's Eric Reed, of course, the biggest supporter probably of Kaepernick, who still is kneeling, playing with the Carolina Panthers, and was the first to join Kaepernick in kneeling a few years ago when they were teammates in San Francisco.
At this point, I believe it when I see it. At this point, it feels like a PR stunt. Again, being that it's on a Saturday, what decision makers are going to be able to attend that workout? The other strange thing is I saw that it was reported that teams were interested in Colin, but they reached out to the league about it. That's strange. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Adam Schefter has tweeted a few things. Do you want to hear it before
go
you
ahead.
Respond?
Yep, go ahead.
Adam Schefter, of course, ESPN, has just tweeted these two tweets. They're pretty informative. One was that when the league went to Kaepernick and told him that they were going to set this up, they agreed to give him a list of personnel executives from the other teams, the teams who would attend the workout. Schefter just tweeted this. After initially agreeing to provide the list of personnel executives and coaches that would attend Colin Kaepernick's workout, the NFL has reversed course and said it will not, per sources. Then Schefter tweeted this. Several executives with teams have reached out as a courtesy to Colin Kaepernick's representatives saying they couldn't attend Saturday's workout and were confused by the purpose of the NFL scheduling this workout. Rob, do you want to comment on this?
Yeah, I still think that this is something different from the NFL to even be involved in this. They don't have to do this at all. And that's the part
you don't buy, because a lot of people are saying they think it's a scam.
I don't think so. They paid him the money
lawsuit,
right? So they paid him a amount of money for his situation in the league. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to set this up at all. I don't know what PR, if he doesn't get a job or people didn't come, that would look bad for the NFL. You know, if nobody was interested in coming, if I'm Colin Kaepernick, and this is the whole thing, just be careful. Everything can't work out to be perfect for you. When you wanted everybody to be there, all the decision makers, scouts go to stuff all the time where GMs don't go and they report to GMs. So I don't, every GM doesn't have to be there on a Saturday for a team to say, hey, you send your best scout or your scout out there. How'd he look? He looked all right. Should we be interested? I'm just saying, given where we are with him 3 years later, that he wants everything to be perfect per him.
I don't think he wants it to be
perfect. No, I'm just saying, I don't, for some people, and teams have said it, the Lions, the Cowboys, there's about 8 or 10 teams that have said, or roughly, that are interested in at least taking a look at him. At this point, 3 years removed, if I'm Colin Kaepernick, I'm going to go out there and do my best, show them what I want. And then at that point, Chris, you really get an idea if he has no shot to ever get back in, or is this is his last shot. But I don't look at it as just a photo op. I don't. I really don't.
I hear you in that. I don't think
the league doesn't have to do it.
I don't think the NFL has been getting killed because Cap's not in the league.
People have moved on.
Now, you know who has been getting or was getting killed was Jay-Z. And rumor or stories, reports have come out that Jay-Z did have a hand in setting this up.
I'll believe this one. I'm
now,
not so sure.
Let me fill in because I don't know if everybody's aware of all the developments. The NFL, according to reports, called a few NFL reporters, national reporters, last week and said, be ready for some breaking news on Tuesday. Then Tuesday morning, they called Colin Kaepernick. According to reports, gave Kaepernick, told him, look, we're scheduling a workout for you in Atlanta this Saturday. You got a couple hours to accept it. And Kaepernick's people asked, well, they hadn't heard from the league in a year. There hadn't been any nice conversations, softening up the relationship or anything like that. This was the first time they'd heard from the league in a year. They asked, well, can we hold the workout on a Tuesday? Because obviously on a Saturday, general managers and coaches and the real decision makers for franchises are getting ready for their games. They're either getting ready to go to the team hotel if it's a home game, or they're out of town at a road game. And the league didn't give them that choice. Said, no, it's got to be Saturday. But then Kaepernick's camp asked, could we have it on a following Saturday? Give us a little more time. No, it's got to be this Saturday. I talked to somebody today in Kaepernick's camp who is skeptical of what's going on. Now, they didn't say Kaepernick's not going to do it. I think he's in a tough spot.
See, here's my issue. If it's a scam like people are painting it out to be, then Colin Kaepernick shouldn't go along with it. He should just say, thank you very much. I'm not going to play in the NFL. And expose whatever the scam
well,
is.
We're not going. We don't know for a fact.
But it's just
speculation, or some reporters are writing that it's a scam.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are they writing it's a scam, or is it a column?
It's a PR
column scam. You know what I mean? But they're writing that it's a.
They're writing that it's a PR stunt for the NFL.
Okay, right, but a column. I mean, they don't have anybody quoted as a story saying.
Although this tweet from Schefter with personnel executives, GMs, and so forth, calling Kaepernick's reps and saying, look, we don't get why the NFL is doing it. This is the first time the NFL has ever done anything
this. Exactly. This is my point, and they don't have to do anything at all if they really. To me, the Kaepernick story was old to me. All I'm saying is I think this is me, and it's what I brought up yesterday. It's at least a green light that he's not toxic persona non grata in the NFL for owners.
Or
not people want to accept him or think he can play or want them on their team or think he's a distraction is one thing. But anything sanctioned by the NFL, to me, that's the only way you can look at it if you're Kaepernick.
But why do they make it on a Saturday?
I don't know about the logistics.
And this Saturday.
I'm talking about the idea that Kaepernick hadn't heard from them in over a year. They wrote him a check, right, for the trouble that he's been through, right? They could have just said, we're not doing this. We're not getting killed. Ratings are up. People are going to the games. There's no reason for them to reintroduce Colin Kaepernick for a PR move. They don't get anything from it, Chris. So the people who are saying that, this thing has died down.
But
Kaepernick hasn't played for years.
Hold on. When Jay-Z signed up with the league and became one of millions of African Americans working, getting paid, enjoying the NFL, he got crushed. That was only, 2 months ago?
He didn't even call Kaepernick, so now that Jay-Z's the guy who all of a sudden went to the NFL, when this thing went down, Their people said, oh, yeah, they talked to Kaepernick. Somebody asked them. And Kaepernick's people immediately said, we haven't talked to Jay-Z. That didn't happen. So I don't – now that now all of a sudden Jay-Z is looking out for Kaepernick when he didn't even call the NFL.
Why did he have to call him, though?
I didn't say he had to ask for
permission,
but just to give him a heads up because this whole thing is about Kaepernick. And that's the only reason, as a courtesy call, hey, Cap, I want you to know I've reached a deal with the NFL. Jay-Z was the same guy who wasn't involved, Chris, who was calling other rappers and musicians, telling them not to do the Super Bowl. So now you can't tell me, like, oh, he was calling people out of the blue when he never kneeled and he wasn't involved, but why should he call Kaepernick? That's all right. I'm saying. I'm not buying the Jay-Z love that he's the one pulling the strings behind, because it makes no sense for the NFL to reopen this wound. It doesn't make sense.
Jay-Z took a hit when he signed on with the NFL. I didn't think he deserved it, but he did take a hit. And he probably lost a little street cred. And now reports come out that he is behind getting Kaepernick this tryout. I mean, I'm just saying now you're right. Does the NFL need to do this for PR? Not really. But Jay-Z could benefit from it PR-wise. Neither one of us knows.
No, I'm not saying that. But
I'm just trying to put two
and
two together.
But am I right about how does this work out for the NFL? This is reopening a wound that was already there.
To me, there was no reason. The other side is if you set it up, however many teams go, and Kaepernick doesn't get signed, then you're like, well, hey, we tried. No. We did something unprecedented to set this workout for him up where every team could go. Only a handful went. Nobody signed him. It's not our fault he's in the league. He's not been blackballed.
No, but
we all think he's been blackballed. Now they could be saying, hey, he hasn't been blackballed. This is proof.
That's why they wrote him a check and had a settlement.
Well, they had to write him a check.
I'm just saying.
I mean, they didn't do that out of the kindness of their heart.
I'm just saying, if there was nothing there, I would have gone to court and said, we never discussed them. They knew that they couldn't do that. They didn't want their records open. They could have looked in their files, their emails, their cell phones, and all
that's
they do is file one. I know. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's see what people think. It's an interesting discussion.
I don't think it's black and white.
No,
not at
it's
all.
Definitely not.
So everybody who thinks that it's automatically some sort of scam or photo, I don't believe that.
Or the NFL you believe that it's just the kindness of the NFL's heart.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, to me,
they got religion.
It doesn't
on a worship Wednesday. They got religion.
Maybe, but it doesn't make sense opening a wound that has already closed.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, let's get to it. The big news in the NFL the last couple of days, Greg, is the Kaepernick workout. Are you up to speed on a lot of the details? Because details are coming out that make it seem like this could be a sham. Or are you on the side that, hey, the NFL's giving him a shot? You know, let's see what he can make out of it. What you think is legitimate, or you think this is kind of a scam?
No, I definitely don't think it's legitimate. I mean, and what I mean by that, the setup and everything is a legit workout, of course, yes. But does he have a legitimate shot of making a roster? I don't believe so. I really don't believe so. And my why is this, is when you're on the street or when a team – I'll take myself. I'm in retirement. If a team was interested in me, they wouldn't go to the league to contact me. Right. They would contact my team, my agent, my personnel, myself. If they could not contact one of those parties, they would then go to the league. The league would contact me. I would be well informed of what is going on. And that was not the case with Colin Kaepernick, clearly, as he tweeted, finding out, just like we all found out. And so when I look at those variables and then how they're setting everything up and just the timing of everything on a Saturday, week 11, scouts, could they go? Absolutely. Will they go? We're all going to wait and see. And I just don't think it's going to be a fair opportunity for Colin Kaepernick.
But great.
There's just too many things that the league has to stage. They have to. When you train as a quarterback, you need receivers. Where are they getting these receivers?
Well, he doesn't know who the receivers are. That's another thing.
Greg,
I talked to a guy.
Greg,
he said he doesn't even know who his receivers are.
Greg, here's my only issue. The guy was toxic, had a stigma to him. by the league in setting up something, even if you were an owner who maybe at a time before was interested in him, by the league saying, we're going to set this up and let people take a look at him, to me, it eliminates like this whole idea, because the NFL didn't have to do anything. They already paid him the money for what went down of the settlement. They could have just left it alone. They got two players kneeling. Nobody's talking about Kaepernick. The ratings are back up. All the other stuff that's going on. They've reopened this wound, and the only reason I believe is it's an NFL sanction so that owners know he's not persona non grata anymore, if indeed I do want to give him a shot. That's the way I look at this.
I hear you, Rob. I just don't. When I look at what has been already reported and them saying, the league saying that there were teams, several teams inquiring about the readiness of Colin Kaepernick. So this is why they ended up setting this up. Again, to my point, if there were teams inquiring about Colin Kaepernick, they would have reached out to his representatives. We've heard a month, maybe a month and a half earlier, prior to this, his representation reaching out to the league and not teams and not getting any responses any interest.
But that's this is what I'm trying to say, though, because he was toxic. They're not going to go to Colin Kaepernick when the league had this big lawsuit and paid him a settlement. You can't go to individual teams when he was at odds with the league. So that's why I think the league has to be the conduit to make teams feel comfortable that they can pursue a Kaepernick.
But why the stipulations?
I don't know about all that. I'm with you on that.
If they had been talking to him the past couple months, like, all right, Colin, we're going to try our best to get you back in the league or at least give you a shot. You know, he hadn't heard from them in a year. And then this deadline, it's got to be this Saturday. Let me ask you this, Greg. Because his people, I talked to a guy in his camp today, they see exactly what you were just mentioning. But do they have, does he have any choice if he wants to play football again?
No.
But to go to this workout and try to
go, you're done.
No, Rob, he doesn't. It would be a bad look on Colin Kaepernick if he doesn't show up. Because what the league would then have the opportunity to say is, okay, we set this up. He didn't even show up.
Yeah, but they didn't have to even do anything, Greg, at all. Who was talking about Colin Kaepernick 3 years later?
Well, that's what he's saying, Rob. They didn't have to say anything.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying, Greg, what the NFL has already paid him. He's been out of the league. The TV ratings are back up. Nobody's talking about Colin Kaepernick. Why reopen the wound is what I'm asking you. Tell me why the NFL's reopened this wound.
That's the question and the unknown that I think we're all kind of wondering.
All right, that's what I'm saying. That it doesn't make sense that they would do this if it was just a photo op or a sham.
My first thought, Greg, when I heard this was, hold up, what's a workout going to do? Because I don't think Kaepernick's not in the league because people think he's not good enough. I think it's because of, you know, the stance that he took.
Let's be real. That's exactly why he's not in the National Football League anymore.
So how can he? I mean, if he goes out there and looks like Pat Mahomes, do you think anybody would sign him?
No, because we're talking about a workout. No one has.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick hasn't been in pads. He hasn't been. The only time we've seen him on a football field was at a celebrity function. And so that was a flag football deal. And so when I look at what we're having seeing with these quarterbacks and what they're providing us, their skill set is too high right now. I'm not saying Colin Kaepernick is not able to make a roster or he shouldn't be, but he's been out of the National Football League for 3 years. And so now all of a sudden, what everybody said, okay, nope. He's not qualified. He's not one of the top 32 backup guys even to be on the roster. Now, 3 years later, you know what? Let's give him a shot. Maybe he is one of the – no, it's just not going to happen. So you can – Rob, I understand where you're coming from, why the league is doing this. Who knows? Only they know.
It doesn't make sense for them to reopen this to just do it. I don't get it. No one was clamoring for Kaepernick.
So you believe there's a legitimate chance that there is a team that is going to bring on Colin Kaepernick?
I do. I believe that he will re-enter the NFL, not as a starting quarterback maybe, but I do believe that there's some owner there that only takes one. It used to be an Al Davis and guys like that. It only takes one guy. You don't have to get everybody to agree.
I hope you're
and
right.
Remember this when I say it. I really believe there's somebody who's going to take a chance on him.
All right, Greg, great
Thank
stuff.
You, buddy.
We're all waiting with bated breath this weekend to see what comes of this. But great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. You guys going down there to cover it?
No, we got other work to do.
No, we like all the general managers in the league. No, we won't be there. We might send Elijah or somebody to go see it, like the teams are going to do. All right, man. See you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This brother is outspoken. This brother will get it off his chest. I saw him go at it with Shaq.
That's right.
And I liked it. I was impressed. And so we love to have him in the studio with us. He's our good friend. Our man, 10-year NBA veteran, now an NBA analyst, does a great job with that. Ryan Hollins. What's up, brother?
What's up,
Ryan?
Why are you looking at me sideways, bro?
You started a big deal. He started a mess on social media.
Explain.
Because he put something out there about basically, hey, if work for Kawhi, low management, everybody trying to figure him out. He won a chip, so that's all that matters. It don't matter. You know, like basically telling people to stop complaining because he got a formula and it worked out
for him. When you average 39 in the playoffs, you have one of the most historical playoffs we ever seen, only comparable to Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, LeBron James. You average 30, you could low manage.
And then I said to him, I said, you sound like a typical athlete who never had to buy a ticket in your life, and you disrespecting the fans, and the fans came out after you because you know I'm right. When's the last time you bought tickets and opened up that wallet and spent $400 for a game, and then the star player didn't play?
Guess what? You know what sometimes you got to do? Sometimes you got to do this, and Chris, I know you have this problem with Rob. You have to save people from themselves sometimes. You have to save people from themselves. You want to know why? Let's get your scenario, buddy.
Yes.
Let's get your scenario. What you want? Kawhi Leonard plays every single game, and he's a two-way, one of the greatest two-way players we've ever seen.
We love it.
He don't have no off switch, bro. So if Kawhi Leonard is out playing.
But a lot of players, Russell Westbrook doesn't.
He
either.
Plays hard every minute of the game.
I got something for that.
Go ahead. I got to say, on Jordan. I heard you say it. Now,
that LeBron, he wasn't even close. He's not even
close. I heard you said Michael Jordan is not in the same class as LeBron James. Did you say that?
No, I didn't say that.
What'd you say?
That was foul. I didn't say
all right.
For one, let
you
me
know
acknowledge
the
Russell
telephone
Westbrook.
Game, little, how it
yeah. Hey, little brother gambles a lot, talking about Russell Westbrook. So as far as him playing a full game, which has taken a toll on him, he needs rest, and he gets it on the defensive end. Now, as far as Michael Jordan, okay. Your guy, and you talking about load management, guess what? You know the pace that Michael Jordan played in? Michael Jordan, correct me if I'm wrong, played in the NBA in which the pace was scored at the 80s and 90s.
Doesn't matter.
Which means on possession to possession, there are less possessions. The game is slower. Why would you low manage?
No, stop it. It was more physical.
It was more physical.
Yes, it was.
It was football compared to the finesse game.
Do you remember to put
you
the Pistons
hammered.
And the Knicks did
no
to Michael
doubt.
Jordan?
When you went
you
to the
know
cup,
it.
You got clothesline, you got hammered. You're right about the pace, but the physicality was so much more than it is now that evened
Chris,
it out, if
hey,
not.
Hey,
Michael
hey,
Jordan's last year played all 82 games.
Because he played against guys with beer bellies.
Stop it, Greg Olchatag, and all
these poor athletes.
You know, I thought about that. When y'all young guys, y'all
millennials, what they do, right?
You like to point out Greg Ostertag and Randy Brewer and Paul McKeskey. Hold on. I just watched Aaron Baines light the Lakers up last night. You going to tell me he's some great athlete?
He can move his feet now.
You have guys. Who's that out there right now in the Zubac. Zubac is a great athlete.
He's forced to move his feet, and he don't play in the playoffs. They put Zubac. We love Zubac.
He's playing in the league now.
He be sitting on the bench in the playoffs. Listen.
See? Nah, y'all sleeping on the 80s and 90s.
Man, we covered it.
You had two poor positions. You had a power forward and a center who didn't score and just wrestled for rebounds.
The power forwards were tough.
You didn't have to guard them.
But the centers scored. The centers don't score now.
Okay, Chris, I'll give you this. I didn't play, guys, and I'm not going to pretend to say that I played in the 80s and 90s. But what I did and what I'm basing this off of, I played in an era when I was first drafted where everybody told me I was too skinny. It's a man's game. You got to get in the weight room. So I played in that power forward center physical NBA, and I watched it transition to a Golden State pick and roll, 120, 130 point pace per game possession type of style of play.
And no defense where you can't touch anybody.
Ryan.
You can't even touch.
What?
That's a foul. If I do this, Chris, that's a foul.
Ryan, I'm going to say this, and I want your opinion on this. It is easier than ever to get into the paint.
Easy.
And they essentially, some teams are leading you into a mid-range shot. Like, they want you to take a mid-range shot. Look at how many times players will dribble into the mid-range and then dribble back out or kick it out. Like, it's not nearly as physical as it used to be.
So, Chris, it's the worst statistical shot in basketball. So, defensive now, when we play against teams.
Kawhi lives off the mid-range.
I know, and you know
what? And Durant did, too.
That's right.
Hold on. The contested two-point shot is the worst shot in basketball, statistically. And hold on. Hold on, Cowboy, because I see you all fired up. Let me ask you something. Name five people that shoot the mid-range at a clip that can beat you.
Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant.
Stop, Chris.
That's
you don't
enough.
Even, I don't need nobody
stop
else.
Stop it. Kevin Durant doesn't play.
I don't need anybody else.
How many games
else.
Kevin Durant played this season?
No, I'm not talking about. We're talking about.
He's not retired.
No.
I don't need five. I just gave you
the two that matter. Because
we're talking about, hold on. Are we talking about the All-Star game or are we talking about the NBA? So within the NBA, give me five guys that will beat you in the mid-range.
One name is enough. Kawhi.
He did it.
Honestly, what is he living off this year? Ryan, you know you watch the Clippers.
I agree.
Killing you in the mid-range.
Killing you.
Because we're talking about the NBA. You're talking to me about pace and what are good shots versus bad shots. And you said this is bad defense in the NBA now, correct?
They don't even play defense.
I don't say it's bad.
So if you're forcing
the teams do try to buckle down, but I'm saying the philosophies of training. One, you can't hit anybody when they get to the rim. So that was something back in Jordan's day.
Dude,
were risking your health going to the basket.
What did I always say? No layup.
Right, it was a no layup rule.
It was a no layup.
Bad basketball, yo.
Nah, come on,
bad
man.
Basketball, yo. This ain't wrestling.
Dudes didn't over dribble like they do nowadays. Now,
all they do is just
throw the ball. They get a little bit away from that. They're passing more.
Hold on. See, you keep throwing out these empty statements. I said as a break into
the best handle ever, but he over dribbles.
To the NBA. Players don't shoot the mid-range at the same clip. And I'm not talking about I'm talking about the entire league, Chris, not the top five. You can't even give me five guys with a mid-range.
No, also, but if it weren't why is it so effective then for Kawhi?
Name me five guys who over-dribble. We'll go, what? Chris Paul, Kyrie,
and
who
else? We don't have all day.
Chris Paul, name me some of the people who over-dribble.
LeBron,
Chris.
Used to.
LeBron over-dribble.
LeBron used to. Dwayne
Wade,
you
ain't ripping LeBron no more.
You said used to. I said
Steve
five
Nash
current players.
Did.
Five current players.
Oh, give us time. We ain't got time to sit here and think.
Could you, bro?
No,
especially you, bro.
One, don't say me.
And why?
And you know it.
Why are you? If the mid range wasn't a good shot, then Kawhi Leonard, I get the stats. I get the analytics. But Kawhi Leonard would not be able to be arguably the best player in the league when that's his main go-to shot.
Absolutely, he ain't a 3-point shooter.
He's an aberration. Clearly, we can. There's no one else that we can compare
to. But he's the best one.
No, but I'm saying, yes, we obviously know.
Durant can shoot the three, but he didn't shoot mid-range.
Let me correct my statement, because I actually agree with you to a degree, but I'm talking about the entire league. So there's stars and there's role players, right?
Okay.
We're talking about the role players. Ryan Hollins, you're not going to shoot a mid-range contested two. That's not your shot. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, there's a handful
DeMar
of guys.
DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Who can shoot contested?
I'm
and when you
as
name
all-stars.
You named All-Stars, so we're talking
but
about
they take no, most of the but shots. Those are the role players are limited in everything they can do. Right? I mean, they tell you don't do – you're right. A role player is not just going to take a bad shot.
So a tough two is a bad shot. Is that what you're telling me?
No, but you said –
Kawhi Leonard can make a bad shot.
I get the analytics because, you know, we know that if you shoot 1 for 3 out of 3 from three-point range, mm-hmm. that's the equivalent of 1 for 2. 33% at three-point range is the equivalent of 50% at 2. I get the math.
An open 3 is that prolific now. An open 3 is that good, and percentage-wise, I'd rather run you off the line and contest your shot. Listen, I'm saying this from scouting reports.
No, I get it.
You know, I'm not just throwing it out. And also, yeah, there's a Kawhi Leonard, there's a LeBron. Certain guys, Damian Lillard, certain guys you can't stop.
Well, it's funny that the guys who are doing those, they're the ones winning the championship.
Exactly.
They're the ones in the mix. And all the other guys, it's just like the Billy Beam thing, you know, like with baseball. They can talk about the analytics and how the A's always make the playoffs and all that with a low payroll. They never win.
Right.
They never win. And so the analytics don't mean that much to me unless you show me that you could do that, Chris, consistently, and you're winning championships. Nobody's doing it. Still the best players who are doing their own thing because they can make those shots are the teams that are in the finals every year.
What Rob said, I want to piggyback to what you said, Ryan. If I'm a player and I know you coming to run me off the three-point line,
correct.
Why don't I master the two?
And take two steps
it's
in.
It's easier than ever to get into that 15-foot range and take a shot.
Because as a defense, for one, you got to be that hot. And I'm going to try to stay in the play, or another guy is going to be rotating. So we want to give up contesting twos as a defense.
But we're going to close out the paint so you're not getting in the paint and run you off the three so you take that mathematically poor 17-footer.
Let me give you this. So here's the logic. As great as NBA players or whoever may be, right? So if you have a first shot, your first look is, let's say it's a dunk or it's a three-pointer. It's rare that guys, even at a pro level, can take a shot, counter it, and go make another. Even at the highest level. So for a guy, statistically, to get run off the line, shot fake, step through, and hit another shot, it's a horrible shot for guys. That's why you take away the first option. If a guy goes right and you send him left, even at an NBA level, it's rare that you guys get going to the left hand. So like I said to my original statement, Michael Jordan played in a slower NBA.
The physicality? You're not going to take that into account?
I can play every single night with physicality. I can't play when I'm running.
Stop. Yeah,
when
but you're I'm a seven-footer
right.
who was in the weight room. No, you going to tell me Kevin Durant, that physical play wouldn't wear on him?
He don't get touched.
I'm not saying, I know he's mentally a dog, but he's thin.
Not the same way because you have more rest. Listen, hold on. Let me ask you something.
Michael Jordan said after the Bad Boys kept beating him, he said, I realized I wasn't physically strong enough. He had to get in the weight room and work
get
out
better.
To get strong
stronger.
Enough. Durant would have to do that in the game back in the day.
And Kawhi,
as physically big and strong as he is and tough, his body is fragile. We see that. I mean, that's
his
why
body
he's doing low,
I mean, his,
load
like,
management
physically,
in the first place.
Or are you talking about just injury
just
health-wise?
That's what I mean, the injuries. Like, you know, a lot of this is genetics. Like, everybody can't play 82 games
so Chris,
a year.
Let me ask both you guys this. Conditioning-wise, why is that so important to injuries? The ratio of conditioning to injuries. Why is that important, conditioning-wise?
You got to flesh that out a little.
Okay,
so
let me flesh this out. Whenever a guy's injured, it normally comes from fatigue. Nobody is very rare freak accident where a guy has full energy, completely healthy, and steps in and gets injured. So when
Hold on. If I roll my ankle on somebody's foot, I go up for a jump shot. They jump into my space.
And
I come down on their foot.
It's a whole lot more likely that you be off balance. And other than some
freak
injuries.
Yeah, but that's not just fatigue of playing in the game.
ACL, that's not fatigue.
Conditioning is very important because the strong majority of injuries come from fatigue. How would you get fatigued? Playing at an 80-point pace or 120-point pace?
I don't agree with that.
I don't either. I think that's new math that everybody's trying to throw out.
Guys,
but I'm not buying it.
Forgive me because I'm not throwing the numbers in your face.
And the bottom line is you keep doing this to fans. Keep doing it. And watch and see. The same thing with the networks. keep screwing ESPN and TNT, where you're not playing in the big games that everybody tunes in for and watch and see.